Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wind chills are wicked today. Be sure to cover all exposed skin. Frostbite can happen in as little as 30 minutes. Frostbite symptoms can include pain, numbness, swelling, blisters, and skin discoloration. It's most common on your fingers, toes, nose, and ears. It may lead to permanent, irreversible tissue damage. Limit your time outdoors and warm up your body often. If you believe that you have frostbite, go inside and seek shelter. Never rub it warm. You'll damage the freezing cells even further. Frostbite symptoms appear in three stages that include feeling cold, sore, and painful, which is frostnip. Then pins and needles, which is a surface frostbite. Lastly, numbness indicates a deep frostbite. If you're cold, your animals are too. Just like people, pets' cold tolerance can vary from pet to pet based on their coat, body fat, activity level, and health. So be aware and adjust accordingly. You may need to shorten your dog's walks in frigid temperatures, and short-haired pets and short-legged pets may also become colder faster because their bellies and bodies are more likely to come into contact with the snow-covered ground. Pets with diabetes, heart disease, kidney disease, and hormonal imbalances may also have a harder time regulating their body temperatures. The same goes for very young and very old animals. Some things you can do is provide choices or stay inside. Play dress up and consider a dog sweater or coat, and always check their paws. They could crack or bleed from stepping on ice and are also prone to frostbite, just like us. So if your pet is whining, shivering, seems anxious, slows down or stops moving, or they seem weak and start looking for warm places to burrow, get them back inside quickly because they are showing signs of hypothermia. If you have frozen chicken and cheese taquito products in your freezer from Aldi, you'll want to check the package. There's a recall on Casa Mamita chicken and cheese taquitos produced on July 3rd and September 25th. Over 24,000 pounds of taquito products are being recalled. They have Best Buy dates of 7/3/25 and 9/25/25 on the bottom panel. A consumer found a piece of metal in the chicken and cheese taquito, and another person reported a dental injury from the product. If you have these in your freezer, you should throw them out or return them to Aldi, where you purchase them. Wisconsin gets a C for its gun laws. That's according to the Giffords Law Center to prevent gun violence. But the balance of the legislature is changing, and some advocates hope gun laws get more attention. Civic Media's Lisa Hale reports.
The Giffords Law Center compares a state's gun laws with that state's deadly outcomes. And according to Lindsay Nichols from the center, they find the same results every time. The stronger the state's gun laws, the lower the death rate. And the weaker the laws, the more people who die.
We know that these gun laws work, and there really is no reason why legislators shouldn't be taking action to prevent these tragedies.
While Wisconsin has enacted basic gun safety laws, she notes that the state could also pass bans on assault weapons or high-capacity magazines or lengthen the waiting time for a firearms purchase. She says the state could also benefit from red flag laws. Despite public pressure for new gun safety laws in 2020, Wisconsin has not passed any significant gun legislation in years. Democrats have tried unsuccessfully to introduce at least 30 gun safety measures since 2019.
With long winters in Wisconsin, it's not uncommon to hibernate and feel down. The American Psychiatric Association says that about 5% of Americans experience a form of depression known as seasonal affective disorder called SAD. People with SAD tend to have feelings of hopelessness and decreased motivation to take part in activities that they usually enjoy. Even those who don't technically meet the threshold for this disorder may see spikes in anxiety and depressive symptoms. In fact, some scientists suggest more than 40% of Americans have these SAD symptoms to some degree in the winter. Just like some animals in a state of dormancy to survive the harsh winters, there are similarities with us. SAD may have its roots in ways that we've adapted to save energy at a time of year when food was scarce. We typically gain weight. Research says that diets are at their worst in the cold months, generally slap on an additional 1 to 3 pounds. This sounds just like animals saving up food to store as fat for hibernation. Our bodies slow down. We tend to stay inside more, which leaves hardly any exposure to sunlight, bringing our bodies lower levels of serotonin. which plays a key role in our moods. So take that walk outside on sunny days, or experts say to invest in light therapy. Using a serotonin bulb is believed to regulate feelings of happiness and anxiety. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 3.9 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.79 a gallon today, according to GasBuddy's survey of 3,112 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 0.8 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 3.2 cents per gallon higher than a year ago. According to GasBuddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.54 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.19 a gallon, a difference of 65 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 1.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.02 a gallon today. The national average is up 0.9 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 3.2 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to GasBuddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 3.7 cents in the last week and stands at $3.52 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said, quote, "While gas prices haven't shifted significantly yet, oil prices have climbed to their highest level since October, driven by President Biden's new sanctions on so-called dark vessels, which have slowed countries like Iran's ability to sell oil. This could soon lead to more noticeable increases in gas prices. Seasonally weak demand may help soften the impact of any increases for now, but with refinery maintenance season just weeks away, when refiners typically reduce gasoline production, motorists should be prepared for the spring rally to kick off." Unfortunately, garage door repair scams are common and can leave homeowners to be taken advantage of. BBB Scam Tracker has numerous reports of unscrupulous emergency garage door repair companies who take advantage of homeowners needing repair services. These companies target homeowners by advertising their emergency repair services, then inflating the amount of work needed or the parts needed for repair. Consumers don't expect to be overcharged for unnecessary parts. They often take advantage of urgent situations and prey on the homeowner's lack of knowledge of garage door parts and service cost. These companies can appear at the top of internet searches when homeowners search for emergency garage door repair. BBB provides warning signs and tips to help consumers avoid falling victim to garage door repair scams. Warning signs of garage door repair scams include the business name. Garage door scammers often use multiple names that are generic and unclear and not listed as a legally registered business with the state. There is no physical address. Scammers may only provide a phone number or an email address and avoid giving you a verifiable location. A lack of identification. Legitimate repair professionals typically wear uniforms, have identification, and drive company-branded vehicles. Be skeptical if the individual does not have proper identification or a marked vehicle. Prices are unrealistically low. Many scams advertise a low fee for the service call, only to demand more money for additional repairs. Scammers may use high-pressure tactics to convince you that your garage door requires immediate and costly repairs. They may insist that you should not wait, and they may demand payment up front. Be cautious of any repair service that demands payment in full before any work is completed. Reputable companies will provide a detailed estimate and allow you to pay after the work is finished. To avoid garage door repair scams, research the company, get multiple estimates, ask for credentials, get everything in writing, take your time, and trust your instincts. Remember that due diligence is key when hiring any service provider. Researching and choosing a reputable garage door repair company can save you money and frustration in the long run. A reputable garage door repair company will prioritize your safety and provide transparent and fair pricing. Stay vigilant and informed to avoid falling victim to these scams. If you encounter a garage door repair scam or suspect fraudulent activity, report it to your local authorities and BBB Scam Tracker. For more information, contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. It's National Blood Donor Month. The American Red Cross urges donors to make an appointment to give life-saving blood or platelets in the new year to help keep the blood supply strong this winter. Type O negative blood donors and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now to keep critical blood products on the shelves for patients in need. The start of the new year is one of the most challenging times to collect blood products as the threat of severe winter weather builds and can often lead to widespread blood drive cancellations. Additionally, an active cold and flu season may prevent people from keeping donation appointments as they rest and recover from illness. Three opportunities to give the gift of life will be held throughout the area this week. They are Tuesday from 11:30 to 5:30 at St. John's Gym in Muscadet, and from noon to 4 at the Linden Station Fire Department. A blood drive will also be held Wednesday from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. Don't sit on the sidelines. Kick off the new year with a blood or platelet donation. To book a time to give, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is William Butteris of Lone Rock on ticket number 220.